This is The Pastor Wife Life, a podcast for pastor's wives. Our hope is to bring encouragement and inspiration to your pastor wife life. Life in the ministry is one of the most fulfilling callings there is, but it's also one of the most challenging. We believe that God has uniquely gifted you to fulfill this calling. Our lives will probably not look the same. Our families and churches may be very different, but I think we can all agree that God is good and He is faithful to gently lead us on this journey, providing everything we need to live the Pastor Wife Life. I'm Jackie Garner, host of the Pastor Wife Life podcast, and you're listening to episode number 114, Having a Merry Heart for God's Vision. This episode is going to be a solo episode, so it's just me today. And I don't know if you saw the video that I released into our private Facebook group, which if you are not a part of, you can look for the link in the show notes. I'd love to have you join us there. There's some great conversation happening there. It's a place to find encouragement and answers, and just to know that you're not alone in this Pastor Wife Life thing. But I released a video earlier this week sharing 12 themes that we're going to be working through on the podcast in 2022. And I've also invited people to come in and talk about those podcasts or those themes on the podcast. So I'd encourage you to join the group and go watch that video, but I'll share with you some of the themes that I can remember. I don't have a piece of paper in front of me. My husband is working from home today because we are having a snow day here in Tennessee. It is absolutely gorgeous, and we don't get a ton of snow where we live, so it's always really exciting when we do, and especially for us because we're originally from Florida, and then we get excited, but also everything kind of shuts down because I live in rural Tennessee, so there are a lot of secondary roads, and they've closed the hill in our town, which means that's the hill that you come up into our town. We are up on a bit of a ridge, so they've closed that. So basically, we're trapped here. I'm not worried about it. We had plenty of food, and trapped might be too strong of a word, but anyway, we're here, and I love it, and I can't wait to, as soon as I'm done recording this episode, I'm going to be getting all geared up to go outside. We're going to do some sledding, so I'm pretty excited about it. Anyway, I'm sitting in my bedroom, and I am not in the ideal situation here. I'm having to lean over into the microphone. I'm sitting on a chair that is just not comfortable at all. And my desk, and I use that term loosely because I've put a lap desk on my bed to hold my computer and my microphone. So that's where I'm doing this from. Hopefully you will not hear any creaking. Hopefully I will not keel over from bending over like this for so long. But anyway, just to let you know where I'm at. Okay, so all that to say, why did I even go there? I don't know. Because I was going to give you a list of the themes, but I don't have them back here with me. So I'm going to go from memory. So in January, for sure, I know this one, we're talking about goals and vision, which is what we're going to be talking about today on this episode. And then in February, we're going to be talking about marriage and ministry. And in March, I'm not sure what we're talking about. I've completely forgotten. I just wrote this list. So we're going to be talking about things like motherhood and ministry. We're going to be talking about challenges that come with ministry. These are different themes for different months. And if you watch that video, it'll tell you exactly where we're going. But I would absolutely love for you to be a guest and come chat about one of these topics. If you'd like to do that, look in the show notes for a link to where you can sign up to let me know you'd like to do that. And also, if I mentioned a topic in that video or just now that you I didn't mention a topic that you are interested in, please let me know, because there's certainly, we've got 52 weeks in this year, possibly 53 Thursdays. I'm not sure. I haven't counted them up yet, but we've got plenty of room for you to chat about something that's important to you, because if it's important to you, I guarantee there are other pastors' wives that will find it important to them too, that it will be interesting to them. So I'd love to invite you to be a part of the podcast. So please check out that link in the show notes below. All right. So it's 2022. Did I say Happy New Year yet? I don't even know. I'm all out of whack back here in my office. Plus, I'm telling you, we get really excited about snow. So it's very distracting because I can see it out my window right now. But I want you to think for a minute. I want you to think back to 2 years ago this time, 2020, the very beginning. How many of y'all were so excited about 2020? Because it was like a new decade of numbers. Now we were in the 20s and 2020, it's vision, it's exciting, it's awesome. I bet some of your churches started out the new year with a sermon series using the theme of 2020 vision. I know we did. I mean, we were so full of hope and so excited about all that 2020 had to bring. And then March happened and we were dropped into the most chaotic time of ministry that most of us had ever seen and probably ever will see. I mean, do you remember 2020? Have you blocked it out of your mind? I remember it was 13 weeks of us being online only. I remember so much crying on my part and it was just a mess. Y'all know, y'all lived it with us. You know what we're talking about. But then we started getting excited about 2021. It seemed like, okay, all right, here we go. New year. Praise God. Let's get 2020 behind us. But then I'll know about your experience, but 2021 turned out to be not quite as awesome as I was expecting. And I mean, I've heard this from a lot of different people that 2021 was different than 2020, but it wasn't necessarily better. And it might have even been worse for some people. I got COVID in 2021. I've just had it in October. And so that right there puts 2021 on the list for me as not being awesome. But for ministry wise, it was just, I don't know. I don't even know how to explain it. But if you've lived through it, you know what I'm talking about. On one side, our church grew differently, not numerically necessarily, but people either really dug in or they just kind of drifted off in 2021. And it's been heartbreaking to see how some families still haven't returned, who originally like used the excuse of, oh, you know, COVID. But come on, we can't really use that excuse anymore. I mean, COVID is definitely still around. Actually, right now, as I'm recording this, my daughter, who's 17, is in her room because she's coughing and doesn't feel great. So we're kind of wondering, is this just a cold? What's going on? So COVID definitely isn't behind us, but it's not the thing that it was before. And it's just 2021 was just different. So now here we are, it's 2022. And I mean, how are you feeling about it? Are you like standing still back there kind of behind 2021, looking around the corner like, okay, what have you got? What's coming my way 2022? You know, it's easy for us to get tempted to go down a whole trail of thoughts, but I'm so encouraged by, I always love this verse, but it just really means a lot to me this year, that Psalm 139:16, where it reminds us that every single day of ours was written in God's book and it was planned before a single one of them began. I mean, that's amazing. God has a day planner, and I'm a planner girl, so that super makes me happy. But God has this day planner. I'm sure he doesn't call it that, but he's got this book, and every single day of ours is written in it. He knows everything that's coming for me in the future. He knows. He remembers everything that's already happened. He knows exactly where I'm at. And that's really encouraging to me. I mean, he knows what's going to happen every single day of my life. I'd like to see that planner, though. Wouldn't you like to see that planner and be like, wouldn't you like to know exactly what he's got specifically planned for you? Yeah, I would too. But that's not how he tends to work. But we do know this, that Ephesians 2:10 tells us that we were crafted with care, with attention to detail, and designed for the good works that he planned for us long before we were ever born. Now, that's a loose paraphrase. That's my paraphrase of it. But Ephesians 2:10, it's one of my favorite verses. You know, he laid everything out for us before we were ever born. He planned for the time we'd be born, the location where we'd be born, and the family we'd be born into, and all the things. He's planned all that out because he had a purpose for us, and he wanted to weave us into his story. You know, we weren't made to get through life and just survive. That's not, there's a song, oh, who sings it? We were made to thrive. We were made for so much more than ordinary lives. We were made to thrive. It's not Casting Crowns. I don't know who it is. I'll look it up. I'll link it in the show notes because my mind went blank. But I blame everything on COVID right now. So yeah, I don't know how long I'm going to be able to get away with blaming things on COVID. But anyway, COVID. But as believers, we have a calling and we have a purpose that just simply comes from the fact that we're believers. Isn't that amazing to you? I get excited about that. The word is really clear that we exist. Our primary purpose is to glorify Him. He's shown us in His word exactly what that looks like. And then there are specific things that He's called us to as individuals. Now, you're listening, and I can't tell you exactly what He's called you to. I have no idea what He's called you to. And maybe you don't even know specifically what He's called you to at this point. And we're not here to talk about that today. That's a deep subject. And if you would love to come on the podcast and talk about that with me, I would absolutely love it. And I may explore that in one of the next upcoming episodes before we get out of January. But where I really want to go in this episode is, how do we respond to God's vision for us when He's called us to do something that seems crazy or impossible or just something we don't want to do? So in November, I started meeting with two women from my church. It's a discipleship group, and it's modeled after Pastor Robbie Gallaty of Long Hollow Church here in Hendersonville, Tennessee. He's got this discipleship plan. He's got a book called Replicate. He's got an amazing podcast about it. It's called Making Disciples. I'll also link that in the show notes. And he's put together this journal for you to meet with other people to disciple in a discipleship group. And everyone follows a reading plan and fills out this journal. So there are two plans. One of them is like through the whole Bible. And then one of them is a New Testament plan. Well, we're going through the New Testament plan in our discipleship groups in our church. And the very first book that you read is Luke 1. So that's what I read in the middle of November is when we started this. And so I'm reading through Luke 1, and I was really paying attention to how Mary responded to the vision that God gave her. There's so much that we can learn from Mary in all of this. And this is probably familiar to you, especially right now, because we're just coming out of Christmas. But in verse 27 in Luke 1, we meet Mary for the very first time. So she's described as a virgin, engaged to Joseph, and the angel Gabriel appears to her. Now, we've all read this story before, and it's really familiar to us. But think about it for a second. I don't know what you're doing right now. Maybe you're doing laundry. Maybe you're driving. Maybe, I don't know, because I can't listen to podcasts and just sit. I have to actually be doing something. I'm usually cleaning or folding clothes or washing dishes. Anyway, I don't know what you're doing right now. But can you imagine if just suddenly, right where you are, whatever you're doing, an angel appears to you and speaks specifically to you? I mean, that would be wild. Greetings, favored woman. The Lord is with you. That's what the angel says to her. And her response? I think she's a lot like how I would respond. I'd probably scream because I'm startled real easily, and it's so embarrassing, and I scream. It's so embarrassing. But she is deeply troubled. That's what the word says, that she's deeply troubled. And the original Greek word is one I'm not even going to try to pronounce, but it means acutely distressed, greatly disturbed, greatly agitated, intensely going back and forth between inner thoughts and emotions. Basically, she was having a freak out there for a second. That sounds about right, doesn't it? I mean, I'd be pretty much done for the day if an angel just popped up and started talking to me. I'd be done. That'd be it for me. But he didn't come just to let Mary know that God was with her, which is good enough in itself. It was way more intense than that. He's about to drop this astounding piece of news on her. First, though, he reassures her. I love this. Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Can you, just try to imagine that for a second. An angel appears to you. I mean, I'm sitting here staring at my unmade bed, and an angel just appears to me and says that God is with me and that I have found favor with Him. Wow. It's really hard to wrap your brain around. Even though the Bible keeps going to onto the next sentence, I'm going to assume that this angel gave her a moment to collect herself before he continues. But he says, now listen, you will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of God, or Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end. Okay, so Mary hears all this. That's pretty overwhelming news right there. How long did it take her before she's able to speak the next thing that we see her speak? I mean, I would really like to be a fly on the wall and see how this all played out. But Here's what she says to him. How can this be since I've not had sexual relations with a man? Mary's practical. She's no dummy. It's very clear right here. And then the angel responds to her. And I know he's trying to help and all that, but I feel like this answer is just even more confusing. He says, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. He then tells her the good news about her relative Elizabeth and gives her this powerful promise right at the end. For nothing will be impossible with God. Mary, sweet Mary, this is... I know how my brain gets when I just get a small piece of news, but to be thrown all of this at you when you're just kind of minding your own business there and then an angel comes and tells you all this stuff, can you imagine how her brain was moving? I believe that for some of you, God has dropped a purpose into your life that seems nuts. It just seems too big. It's too audacious. It's impossible. How do you respond? How have you responded when God's done that? It may be that God's asked you to do something that you feel hopelessly unequipped and unqualified for. That's how Mary felt. Nothing about what the angel said was making any sense. And you may be saying, yes, I think the wires got crossed here. This what God's called me to do, or that message was supposed to go to somebody else or something. He had the wrong number. I love Mary. And this is like my favorite part of this because it gives me permission. But after the angel drops this news, Mary's first question is pretty reasonable. She says, how? How can this be? What you talking about, Willis? I think I just dated myself right there by using that. What you talking about, Willis? But my husband does that all the time when he preaches. And I know half the people probably in our church don't even know what that is. But anyway, it's a great show. Different Strokes. Look it up. If you're younger than, say, 45, even maybe younger than 50. I don't know. I've dated myself terribly here. All right. But what I love about verse 34 is that it showed me that God can handle my questioning. Like, of course, I know he can handle it. But, like, he understands that sometimes the things he communicates are, like, way too much for my limited human perspective. He knows my brain cannot handle that, and I need to think about it. I need to process this. The angel does not rebuke Mary or give her a condescending answer. I love that about him. Now, he gives her probably a more confusing answer than she was looking for. He explains the how. I think I would have had more questions. I don't know if Mary did and they just didn't record this part, but he answers her question just with more questions. But I often pray for confirmation when I feel that God's speaking something to me. And he's faithful to provide that. He really is. He will answer your questions. Sometimes I will ask a godly woman in my life. I have a few that I can trust to lay something out. And they're going to give me prayerful, biblical wisdom to go along with it. My prayer journal is filled with questions asking God for clarification. And this question from Mary shows that he's totally okay with that. I am so grateful for Mary asking that question, giving us permission to ask questions when we don't understand what God is doing, because God is always doing things that make no sense to me. He'll put me in positions and put me in places where I feel led to do something, say something, whatever. And I think, what in the world happened? Did I just stumble into this on accident? And I am not the one that's supposed to be here right now. And I can ask him questions and he doesn't get mad. He's not aggravated with me when I ask questions. He will ask questions. And not only did Mary ask this question, but then she actually listened. You know, I think listening is something that is a skill that is, some people just don't have it. It's hard to listen sometimes. And we live right now in such a world where things are moving so fast. And we're used to things moving so fast and changing and scrolling through Facebook really fast that we don't always listen. But Mary listened. After she asked this question, she listened. She didn't just ask that question as a way to make an excuse. I mean, she did state a true statement. I've never been with a man. How in the world is this going to happen? But she actually waited and listened for an answer. And she didn't try to talk the angel out of it. At least we don't see that. She listened for his response. Sometimes I'm so quick to write off something because it sounds too difficult. Sounds no fun. But Mary listened, and when she did, the angel confirmed that this message for her, he was very specific. So Mary had a choice. And what she does next is so important. She surrenders. She surrenders to God's plan for her. In one moment, this calling from God completely turned Mary's world upside down. We don't see Mary fighting against it, though. I mean, was she thinking how this was going to affect everything else? I don't know. We don't know that. What we know is that her very first words after the angel gives this detailed description of what's about to happen is, "I am the Lord's servant." She surrendered. She surrendered not understanding how it was going to work out, how it was going to affect her relationship with Joseph. She surrendered in spite of every doubt and every fear that crowded her mind, because you know in that moment the enemy came at her. Her mind was going 100 million different directions. Mary listened, Mary surrendered, and Mary submitted. When Mary says, "May it be done to me according to your word," I am so convicted about that. Is this my heart when God reveals something to me? It's something that sounds too hard or too confusing or too outrageous, too far off the path I want to be on, too time consuming, too out of my comfort zone. Mary doesn't bat an eyelash, though, at God's plan. She accepts it with humility. She obviously has an understanding of who God is, and I'm sure that helped a lot. She knows him. She knows God. She knows his character. She's been saturated with stories of his goodness and his power and his love for his people her entire life. She sees him as her master, a loving, kind, merciful, just master. And so she submits. And then she trusted. She trusted God. Mary trusted that he knew what he was doing when he called her to be the mother of his son. I mean, you and I have been called to do things, but we have not been called to do that. And if Mary, this young girl, can listen and surrender and submit and then trust God, we can do the same in whatever he's called us to do. She trusted him, even though this plan probably made no sense to her. She trusted him to take care of her. She trusted him to take care of the details. She trusted that he knew what was best and that he hadn't made a mistake. Such a beautiful, beautiful story. So back to you. Has God spoken to you about his plans for you? Has he planted a desire in your heart? How are you responding? I want to encourage you to take some time today to read Luke 1:26 through 38 and be encouraged by Mary. She was open to hear from God. She was quick to ask questions when she didn't understand. She surrendered her plans as she listened to what God had to say. She surrendered her plans so that she could surrender to his. She submitted to his calling, even when it seemed huge and it didn't even make sense. She trusted that God knew what he was doing and she went with it. And of course, because of Mary's heart, she became part of the greatest story the world will ever know. I'm convicted. And I asked myself some questions when I read this. How do I respond to what God's called me to do in his word or through the Holy Spirit? Do I humbly walk it out? Or do I just give it only a casual glance because I'm caught up in the routine of ministry, the routines of life? Do I agree and obey to God's plan only when it's convenient for me? So I want to pray for you today. I want to pray for those of you who God's given you something. He's given you a purpose. Or you think that he's giving you something and you're not sure. I want to pray for you too. And I want to pray for those of you who understand that, yes, there's all these things that God has given us as believers, as our calling, but you haven't yet figured out your actual individual purpose. It's there. God wants you to discover it. He wants to reveal it to you. That's just who he is, because this isn't about you. This is about him. This is about what he wants to do in the earth. And so, yeah, he's got a purpose for you. He's got good works that he has planned for you to walk out before you were ever born. He wrote it down in your part of his planner. It's there. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for every woman listening. God, I thank you that they were encouraged by your word today. And God, I pray for that woman who's listening to this today, and she knows what you've told her. But there's something holding her back from stepping into it. God, I pray that you would answer her questions, that you would confirm to her that you did speak that word to her, if it's a word that you've spoken to her. I pray that you would confirm it from a direction that she wasn't looking for, so that she can absolutely know that it was you. And God, I pray for that woman who believes she's heard from you, that she will have a peace about your plan for her life. I pray that she would have a heart like Mary, that would surrender and submit and trust you to work it all out. God, I thank you that the woman that is just so unsure right now, maybe they've had a word from you, but they're not sure that it's from you. God, I pray that you would send someone to them. God, I pray that you would open up a door to make it happen, so they would see that this is clearly from you. God, give us clarity in those situations when we're confused, and we're not making excuses for ourselves, but we are truly seeking your will, and we don't want to step into the wrong path. We want to be on the path that you called us for, not the path that feels good, not the path that sounds interesting, but God, exactly the path that you would have us go. God, give us confirmation and peace. And God, for those women who are still looking for the direction that you would have them go specifically, God, I pray that you would make it so clear. God, I pray that maybe tonight, maybe while they're sleeping, that they'd have a dream and they would absolutely know that that dream was from you. Or God, I pray that somebody who has no clue would just come up and say something to them, or that your word would reveal it in some way. God, you reveal it in the best way possible for these women who need to know their purpose. Reveal it to them in Jesus' name. And God, I pray that you would give each of us a heart like Mary's. God, soften our hearts to the calling that you have on our life. Soften our hearts to those things that we already know are part of your calling for our life. We've just drug our feet. We've procrastinated. We've put it off. God, I pray that you would give us courage to take a step. God, I thank you that you work everything out. And I thank you that you know the details. And all you ask of us is that we surrender and that we submit to you and that we trust you for the next step. God, I thank you for the step that we're all on right now. And I thank you that you have the next step already planned for us, and that we will know. God, I pray that you would give us a peace that passes all understanding, that we wouldn't be worried or anxious about this. But God, whatever you've called us to do in 2022, maybe you've called us to just do something tomorrow. God, I pray that you would give us courage and faith to take a step forward. And God, I thank you for these women listening, these pastors' wives who are excited about 2022. And I pray for those who are not so sure about 2022, because the last 2 years have just been something. God, I pray that you would give us a fresh perspective on who you are, a fresh perspective on how much you love us, how much you care for us. And God, I thank you that you are guiding every single step of ours as we take it into this unknown year. This we have no idea what's coming in 2022, but God, you've already been there. You've already walked through this, and you're going to walk through us with it right now, every step we take through this year. And I thank you for what you're going to do. I thank you that your name would be glorified through us. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, ladies, don't forget to check out the show notes and look for that link and come be on the podcast, because it is not as much fun when it's just me by myself. I love, love, love being able to get to talk to you. And I've made some great friends. It's a great connection. I absolutely love chatting with other pastors' wives for the podcast. So check out that link and sign up. And again, I say this all the time, but you may think, well, I don't have anything that interesting to talk about. I don't have a ministry, or I have this, whatever. Whatever your excuse is, I just want you to know that we all think it's really interesting just to hear about your life. Because every single one of us, we have this unique calling as a pastor's wife. We're all pastor's wives. But how we got here is like, there's as many different ways as there are of us. I mean, there are so many interesting stories. I absolutely love to hear how you became a pastor's wife and what your pastor wife life looks like, because every one of ours is different and unique. And I love it. It's just interesting to hear about. So don't be shy. I will make it as painless and easy as possible, and it'll be so much fun. So check out that link and sign up to be on the podcast. All right, that's it for this week. I'll be right here next week, maybe with one of you, maybe just me. Don't leave me here by myself, but I can't wait to be with you next week. Either way, right here on The Pastor Wife Life.